Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining me on Fire to Inspire tonight. I thank you, because many of us wear so many hats. We're doing so many different things. And so we want to thank you for joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. Tonight's topic is empowered to empower. So we are all, God has given us the ability to empower others. So what are you doing with that? So before we jump into it, I want to thank our sponsors for supporting us each and every week. And we want to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Books are available on all of your online bookstores. And I'm telling you, that book is a great, great read. And it is such a blessing of how God delivered her son from over a decade of abuse on alcohol. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. I tell you, Vincent Lynch is a musical genius. He did the music for the jingle you just heard we opened the show with. So if you need a jingle, you need some jazz music, I'm telling you, he's a musical genius. Unique Expression by Design is our next sponsor, and Angelise Washington specializes in custom products, whether you need it for business or personal needs, t-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, and much, much more. Reach out to her on Facebook, or you can visit www.uniqueexpressionsbydesign.com. Roz Heron Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138, beside the Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia, and it's located inside F&D Beauty. Roz specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, and lock maintenance, and so, so much more. And then PrintTower.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. So we thank you, for all of our sponsors, for your support each and every month. And guys, make sure if you reach out to our sponsors, let them know that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. And we have extended, we're continuing to run that special for $25 for the entire month. We're doing promotions through the show, through online outlets, to let the people know about your brand and what you're doing for sowing into this fertile ground. So thank you so, so very much. Well, guys, we are back to On Fire to Inspire tonight, and our topic is Empowered to Empower, and we have a special guest tonight. She is the innovative leader, motivator, compassionate teacher, author, but we're going to let her tell you who she is and introduce herself to you guys. Her name is Miss Queenie. So, guys, let's welcome Queenie to On Fire to Inspire platform. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you?
How are you? And welcome to all the mighty people out there. I am Queenie. I am a teacher and foremost a writer. And I have written a book called Trick Culture, Private Writing Trick Culture. I wrote a novel entitled Shake It Off. And many years ago, I wrote that novel. And then I graduated to a nonfiction book. And the nonfiction book is called Trick Culture. And I'm here to talk about that book tonight.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So you've written Trick Culture, you said? That's the title of your book?
Yes. That's the title of the book, Trick Culture. Although the title may be a turnoff to some people, but it does empower. I was empowered when I wrote the book. I found source after source after source after source in doing my research. I didn't have to look very far, or very hard. I was led. Seemingly things just came to me. When I sat down to have my car repaired, there was something there to read, and there was something there that I could use. Everywhere I went, there was something I could use to put in that book. So I was empowered to write that book, and now I'm empowering people to use the information in the book. I am inspiring them, motivating them, so that they can get rid of this culture. This culture that was given to them without their knowledge.
All right. So you were, well, we're going to back up just a second. You keep saying the word empower, and that's just, I'm loving it. Now, the topic is empower to empower. What does that topic itself mean to you?
Well, that topic means that I am empowered to empower other people, and that's exactly what happened. I was empowered. I was the person chosen to take on this task, and I decided, okay, somebody has to take on this task. Somebody has to find out what's going on. So I took it upon myself as a teacher who was observing what was going on in the classroom and what was going on in the neighborhood. I decided, okay, I'm going to research. And that's what I did. That's what empowering means to me. Empowering other people is telling them about it so that they can stay away from the things that are mentioned in the in the culture or the aspects of the culture. That's what we need to do now, is to ignore the aspects of the culture and get them out of our lives.
Amen, amen. Now, so the topic is... The title of your book is Trick Culture. What made you choose the actual title?
I chose that title because the culture is a trick. Uh-huh. It's a trick because people have claimed it, and they have said that this is black culture, and it's not black culture. There was a rap group who went to court, and they were being sued for the vulgar language in their music. And in court, they said that this was black vernacular. They actually told the judge that. And people have said that this is black culture, when in fact, where does a new black culture come from? So suddenly, where has it been for hundreds of years? Why is it now that black culture has suddenly changed? So that's the problem we are looking at.
Gotcha. So does this book offer solutions?
Of course, yes. It offers many solutions. In fact, the book was 400 pages long in the beginning, but I knew nobody was going to read 400 pages, so I had to cut half of it, and I had to take a lot of the suggestions out of there, but there are suggestions and solutions in there, things to do to empower the readers. Many things are in there to empower the readers. So it's not just describing the culture. It also empowers the reader as well.
Great, great. So as you were doing your research, what surprised you the most?
I was surprised that there were black intellectuals, hip-hop intellectuals. Most people don't notice what's going on, but there are about, I would say, 10, maybe even more hip-hop intellectuals. Now, an intellectual usually promotes a culture. Now, that definition, I couldn't find it anywhere, but from researching other intellectuals in history, then I realized that an intellectual is supposed to promote the culture, because John Calhoun promoted the antebellum culture. He was the one who wrote books to say slavery was fine, slavery was all right. And we better keep these people enslaved, or otherwise they're going to go around and commit crimes. And as a slave, that they get retirement, so to speak. After a certain age, they're not required to work, and they still have a home. So John Calhoun was the intellectual for that era of trick culture. And that was a trick culture as well. So, and I found out that within this framework, there are intellectuals. They're not only intellectuals. There's an ambassador, a hip-hop ambassador, and then there's also other people that are involved as well in this particular culture.
Okay. Now, do you see a change coming as a result of exposing, you know, what you believe to be this trick culture?
Change coming soon, because mm-hmm. other people have exposed the culture. They weren't really exposing the culture, but they were exposing the music. C. Dolores Tucker exposed the music, but she did not get anywhere, you know, with exposing the music. In fact, she was attacked. That was back in the 90s. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a change may come, but it will be slow. And I think the youth has to take the lead. The youth has to take the lead as far as getting rid of it. The generation that's coming along now, that's middle school age and younger, they will have to see that they did not have anything to do with this. Now I'm teaching the ones who are listening to the gangster rap and in the culture now, I'm teaching them that they didn't have anything to do with it. And we got to teach the ones that are coming along after this group, hey, you didn't have anything to do with this. You didn't decide that people should use the N-word. You didn't decide that the N-word was okay. They've been using the N-word for 30 years. So I've been emphasizing that this is old, that this is a 30-year thing, and that they didn't decide anything, that they are not speaking, that this speaking took place 30 years ago and is still intact.
Wow. So this actually originated 30 years ago.
Yes, it did. The sagging pants is 30 years old. If you look at the movie Color, you'll see there's a song at the end of that movie that talks about sagging pants. And there are other movies as well that talk about that same thing. So that's proof that it's 30 years old. And, you know, there's all kinds of proof that it's 30 years old.
Wow. How do you respond when people say, you know, that's just music. It's just gangster music. I mean, it's just nothing more than music. How do you respond to that?
It's more than music because our youth do what it says to. If the music said, shake your dreadlocks, and I'm not going to repeat all the words, but yeah. If the music says rob, the music says join gangs, you'll hear them repeating what the music says. The N-word, there are plenty N-words in the music. Some of the music has as many as 100 N-words. And they repeat and do what the music tells them to do. They wear the hoodies, that's in the music. They wear the Timberland boots, that's in the music. They look and sound like the rappers. So that's why it's more than music.
So it's almost like it's subliminal, subliminally having them want to try things. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. A lot of people don't know there's any harm, but you see the effects. If you listen to anything long enough, there will be an effect. I mean, even on with the strongest person, the strongest person will find himself or herself saying something that's in that music if you listen to it enough.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Now, many blacks are still excelling despite this culture thing, you know, this trick culture. What are your thoughts on, you know, we still have people excelling despite the music?
Well, I'm overjoyed about that. Yes, there mm-hmm. are people who are excelling despite the music, and mm-hmm. That's a good thing. But mm-hmm. We have that small segment who are getting all the publicity,
mm-hmm.
and the other groups within the U.S. and everywhere else are looking at this small segment, and they're saying that that's the way they are. They have defined every black person by that small segment. And
mm-hmm.
those of us who are doing the right thing, who are not committing crime, who are not being a nuisance, who are trying to get along, who are trying to make a living, who are raising our children, we get put in the same category as those blacks who are following the music trend. And I think the ones who do not follow the music trend, especially the young people, they have strong parents. They have a strong family background or a strong
mm-hmm.
church background.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have strength. You
mm-hmm.
have to be strong enough to resist it. And
mm-hmm.
you have to keep company with people you know who believe the way you believe. You can't
right.
be a churchgoer and then keep company with somebody out here who do not care about their fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very, very careful of the group that you're in.
Right.
And some
right.
people are staying away from that bad element.
Mm. Now, as you interact with the children, teenagers, whether it's middle school, high school, what do you see as far as the mindsets? I mean, do you see a lot of them just don't care, or do you think that they're in a world that's a not really reality because they're so caught up in the music? What are you seeing?
I see apathy. You're right. They don't care. I see plenty N words, plenty B words. Some of them even repeat the line in the music that says that they're not going to live to be 21. And now you see more suicides and murder as a result. And there are many, many children who just have no desire to excel, no desire to do well in school. And the ones who have no desire are really hindering the ones who have a desire. And a lot of times the ones who do not have a desire try to influence the ones who do have a desire, and the ones who do have a desire have to hide the fact that they want to excel. A lot of
yeah.
times they have to hide it, especially if they are in the midst of the ones who really don't care about an education.
Yeah, you can have the athletes and the ones that are popular that don't want people to know that they're smart just because it's not cool to be smart. That's, you know, that's horrible to, you know, not be able to be recognized academically because you don't want people to see you differently, you know. It needs to be a great
yeah,
thing
it
to
is.
Excel.
It's sad. It is very sad, but those children are often isolated or
mm-hmm.
sometimes told that they think they're better than anybody else. They are
mm-hmm.
often picked on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they are actually picked on.
Hmm.
The ones
yeah,
who do not want to learn seem to win.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think we could reach our youth these days?
Well, I think the number one problem is a lack of self-esteem, low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
If we could raise self-esteem
mm-hmm.
and pride, then they will reject anything that's not good for them. They will have a sense of direction. But self-esteem has to be raised. And they see so much negativity. We got to give them 100% positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take interaction on everybody's part, because a lot of educated people like to give negative information.
Mm-hmm.
And blacks are the only group that gets this negative information. You don't hear Asians, any negative talk about Asians. You know, sometimes they throw the Hispanics in there. You don't hear any negative talk about white, East Indians, Africans, none of those people. All the negative information is about blacks. We got to get rid of the negative information. We got to make it 100% positive. If it's not positive, then I say don't say it. Because if this problem has, if problems have been going on for years, and it's the same problem, and the same problems haven't been solved, why keep talking about it? So I said all positive, 100% positive, and make sure that we give our children something to be proud of, even if we have to have marches like the gays have, a pride parade. But it'll be a pride. It'll be pride in who I am, and what I may become. That's where the pride would come in at. And they could have signs and say, "I'm proud to be so and so and so," or whatever, so that we can raise self-esteem. Because that's what we have now, is a self-esteem problem. And once we raise our self-esteem, we will not be using the N word. We will not be using the B word. We will not be entertaining with gangster rap. We will not be cursing. We'll let all that go. But we have to right now have 100% positive and raise self-esteem, because when you have so much negative, your self-esteem lowers, and the part of you being compared to, their self-esteem rises. So you have a rising of self-esteem and a lowering of self-esteem, but you gotta, we gotta stop it. We gotta somehow stop giving our racial identity out. If you don't give your racial identity out, then I always say they can't do any negative statistics on you. And we tried that at one point, but some people were angry because money sometimes is associated with your racial identity. But we, if they take the money based on your racial identity, then no statistics. No, and this school is failing, that school is failing, none of that. Other counties have said, well, we don't want you coming to our county reporting us on the news. Well, we have to do that same thing. We have to say, we don't want anything on the news about us. We're tired of hearing about black people. We don't want to hear anything about black people. That, and that includes black reporters as well, because black reporters a lot of time report the negative information. But we got to stop it, because if you hear so much negativity, that automatically lowers self-esteem. But at this time, we need to raise self-esteem. We need to show the smart people. We need to give the smart people awards in public. We need to get on game shows dealing with academics and compete and win. We got to show the positive side.
Right.
That's being empowered. That's empowerment. We have people who can win spelling bees. We have people who can win different academic bowls. We need to showcase those people.
One thing that I've noticed as I've gone and spoken to, you know, different schools, I had the opportunity to speak at a Christian Academy's breakfast for their seniors. And, I mean, the kids were really excited. They were thrilled about learning. And one of the things is sometimes they have to see someone that looks like them that have made it outside of what their normal environment looks like. Does that make sense?
For example,
I met this African-American young man, and relatively young guy. He's an engineer, and he said he goes into different schools speaking because he said a lot of times the kids are in, you know, impoverished areas, or whether they're impoverished or not, they have not seen an engineer make six figures that look like them. And so he is, you know, he said they need someone that they can relate to that looks like them, and then sometimes it'll immediately take their goals up. It'll give some of them some goals, and it will just do some things for them personally. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes, definitely. They need to see more professional people. They need to get out of their environment, learn who they are, learn that they have nothing to do with a gangster culture, even if it's like weekend trips to the mountains, a weekend trip to another city or another part of the city, to see different groups of people from different walks of life. I mean, even if it's to North Georgia, Helen, Georgia, or whatever. Yes, they need more exposure. And so they can get a different outlook on life and see that everybody is not breaking in. Everybody isn't trying to be a thug. Everybody isn't trying to be a gangster. They need that exposure.
Right, right. And I think, you know, I think all children need an exposure to something beyond the norm. You know, every child needs an opportunity to go to something beyond the norm. Yes. Yes, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, especially when you're dealing with people who interact with children, I'm like, they need to know how to go to a restaurant and order from a menu other than a value menu. You know, they need to be able to know how to go down to the Fox and enjoy a concert or a play, you know, a theatrical event, something beyond the norm. If their biggest thing they've ever done in their life is to ride the train and go to McDonald's, well, that's nothing to really look forward to. But give them something to look forward to and something to see. You know, I took my daughter with her private school some years ago. We took them down to the to see the Avon Ailey dance company at the Fox. And we everybody had to dress up. And then after, we took them to dinner where they had to order from a restaurant, you know, menu, a place to sit down, a sit-down menu, and they were younger. So exposure to stuff like that, don't you agree?
That's an excellent idea. That's an excellent idea. I think parents should take the time to take their children to a place where they have to dress differently to go in there and sit down and, as you say, order from the menu. Yes, I think that's an excellent idea. And learn how to carry on a conversation, because a lot of the children don't know how to carry on a conversation. Learn how to carry on a decent, pleasant conversation.
They're so used to texting that they don't really know how to communicate anymore. So you are so true. That is so true. You are so correct in that. Especially our teenagers, they'll text a minute. You're like, don't you guys know how to have a conversation beyond texting? You know, but, you know, many of them, they just need exposure, something beyond what they just see on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, ma'am. I agree. And if the parents would take them somewhere, they wouldn't have time on weekends or at night to break in cars or to join gangs. If the parents would decide, well, okay, we're just going to ride somewhere this weekend, or we're going to ride somewhere next weekend, because gas prices are lower now, time out, to just take the family somewhere. And even if it's like a couple of hours drive, they can always drive back home. And I think they should take that time out rather than these children running around by themselves. And they on Sunday morning breaking out car windows. If the parents had the children with them, engaged, they wouldn't have that problem. And I think they should know who their children are with, even in school. Know who your children's associates and friends are. Don't let it be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
No. Even if the child is in school, go to the school events and see who their friends are. Because a lot of times in school, they may be influenced by the wrong person. So you have to know.
True.
Yes, you have to know. And you have to tell them, this is what we expect as a family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect you to do thus and so. I don't expect that of you. I expect you to get your work, to be respectful to the staff, be respectful mm-hmm. to your classmates. And if somebody is doing wrong, I don't expect you to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be straightforward with them.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of what may happen.
Yes.
On top of what may happen.
I know I tell when I do go into schools and I'm having an opportunity to speak to, you know, teenagers and even smaller kids, I'm like, look, be the leader that you know you are and not a follower. Because if you're a leader, think about the younger kids that are watching you. If you're doing stuff that you know is not right, do you want to be that person? I had a little boy that I spoke with one day, and I think he was in sixth grade, I think he told me. And I
mm-hmm.
said, now, these behaviors that you're exhibiting, do you have siblings? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, would you want that your four-year-old brother to do what you're doing? He was like, no, ma'am. I said, well, why are you doing them? You know, sometimes you have to give them a reality check of what are you doing, you know?
Yes,
sometimes
you do.
It's just trying to be seen. And sometimes that trying to be seen as a cry out for something. I don't know if they're getting the proper attention. You know, being able to go in and mentor and do different things, many times you hear different stories. I had a first grader that told me, well, his mom used to work two jobs. And so his 13-year-old brother was pretty much raising him because mama was at sleep when he's home and at work at night. And so you hear so many stories. You're like, wow. So in instances like that, where the parents are trying to provide, then maybe they need to set the children up into some mentoring programs where someone else that's positive can take that leadership role in their child's lives.
Well, there are many mentoring programs, but sometimes I found out you can't even trust them. And from the news, I've heard that they have I think one, not that all of them, of course, but one was set up as a mentoring group, and when in fact they were recruiting the children for gangs. So you have to be careful about that, too. But I would say the best way to do it is to get a relative, like a uncle
mm-hmm.
or a grandmother
mm-hmm.
or an aunt, a cousin, or maybe sometimes there's somebody in the family who
mm-hmm.
doesn't have to work as hard
mm-hmm.
and get that particular person to take the child out, to spend time with the child.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be better than getting strangers you don't know. I realize that there are a lot of organizations, and a lot of them have popped up in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be careful unless they have a track record. They would
mm-hmm.
probably have to show me the number of successful children and
mm-hmm.
give me names. They would probably have to give me names. And
I would definitely say do your research. Definitely do your research. Because there are some programs that the kids can actually connect through their schools, especially in the middle schools. In high school, there are mentorship programs that actually go into the schools for the purpose of making sure that the kids are on track. I've met some of the men that are over men's programs. I've met some of the ladies, and these people truly have a heart for what they do. So, you know, the parents just have to do their research and find out. But these things are offered on the school level as well. And so that's something that the parents want to take a look at especially when they don't have the time to do it themselves. But yes, I definitely say do your research. Definitely.
Yes.
Well, we're going to see
yes,
if anyone has
right.
any questions in the audience. If there is a question and you're calling on the number of 929-477-2178, press 1 and we will bring you live to ask your question or make a comment. Again, that's 929-477-2178. If you have a question or comment, press 1 and we'll bring you live for your question or comment. The one thing I tell you, Queenie, they try to be a little shy every now and then. And so when they're shy, I don't force them to do it. But if someone has a question or comment, I do ask if they have one to press 1. All right, so no one's raised their hand. Actually, you have one. Here we go. You are live on Friday Inspire with Aaliyah and Queenie. Who do we have online with us tonight?
This is James T. Deshay in Orlando, Florida. And I wanted to respond to you when you were talking about mentoring. And mentoring is very important, and a lot of people want to be involved in the lives of young people. But I think we need to also talk to parents about their attitudes. You know, one of the things is sometimes we preach to the choir and the kids who are getting a lot of these opportunities to have the different experiences that are going to propel them to high places in their lives. But we have to reach beyond the kids who are in our church and into the lives of those kids who parents are not a part of the church community, and so that we reach out and try to save some of those kids who are in places that are not getting into these mentoring programs. Because when you're mentoring only to the kids who parents are reaching out to you, you're still losing a whole generation of children. And so we need to reach beyond just the people who are reaching out to us or reaching out for mentors, but reaching out to the parents that don't know the importance of their child's being mentored.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I agree with that because that's happening in a lot of instances. So that means some of the mentoring groups need to go to the courts and see what children are being brought before criminal justice, and those are a lot of the children who need mentoring, or mentor those who are being suspended from school and getting in trouble in school and see how that can be avoided, or even go to the alternative school, because the ones in the alternative school seriously need mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely need mentoring before they get in high school, especially the middle school, alternative school students definitely need mentors. So I agree when those groups out there should look to find those young people who need it the most.
I agree. Well, James, we thank you so much for calling in with that comment tonight. That was excellent. Definitely one that needed to be heard. So we thank you so much for calling in.
Always enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you. All right, I tell you that. And James actually has a show he's on every day, and he has a powerful show as well. He's on I think he's on 7 days a week. But guys, I'm telling you, we definitely have to reach our. Definitely have to reach our youth because they are, our next generation. They are our leaders. So we definitely want to make sure that we're empowering them to, with the right things so that they can empower others. Because what they're seeing on TV, what they're hearing in music, is not necessarily a depiction of reality. So, yes, ma'am. Now, are there any final words that you want to leave with us? Oh, well, before you do that, how can we follow you? How can we get the book? Tell us a little bit about that for us, Queenie.
Okay. The book is online at www.trickculture.com, or you can call me for a copy, 404-910-2380, or there are copies at Nubian Bookstore in Morrow, Georgia, and that's at the South Lake Festival Shopping Center. You can get a copy there. Those are the three places you can find the book, and I do urge you to take a look at it, to read it, and you can make comments at Trick Culture Discussion on Facebook, or you can make comments on my website regarding the book. And I also have a radio show that comes on Fridays at 7:30, 1570 AM station. So,
and what's the name of the show?
You want to make comments? Beg your pardon?
What's the name of the show?
The name of the show is The Trick Culture Show. That's the name of the show.
7:30 p.m. on Fridays?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And any final words that you'd like to leave with us?
Okay. I wanted to piggyback on what you said about reality.
Mm-hmm.
And reality differs for different people. One person's reality is not necessarily another person's reality. And that's what I noticed that you said it wasn't reality. And yeah, you're right. You're right. A lot of shows use the term, we're keeping it real. Well, real is different for different people. So it can be defined in any way. The same thing with keeping it 100. That can be defined in any way that a person wants to define it. And a lot of people will say, I'm a real N. I'm a real B. What is that? So I always say that the word real is kind of like the anthem or the theme of the culture. That's just one little bit I had to throw in. But I would urge people to get the book, to read it, to share it with your family and friends, to discuss it so that we can get rid of this culture, so we can end this 30 years, so that we can say not another 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very cold-hearted to expose our children to this and to bring another generation up under this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cold-hearted, I believe, to have children exposed to so much negativity and then
mm-hmm.
to expect them to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, generations prior to that, prior to now, didn't have the negativity. They
right.
really didn't. Yeah, and all everything is negative. Books, TV. It all run along the same theme. And somewhere along the line, we got to say, no, it's not us. It's not our reality. Even with the comedians, we got to tell them, we're not going to your show. If all you're going to do is depict stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it hurts our young people. It hurts them. And that's a cruel thing to do, to bring up a child under a situation like that. And he grows
mm-hmm.
up thinking that he's all the things that he's been told. So that's
right.
my final word.
Well, we thank you so very much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. We are here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. And can you give us your website one more time, please?
Yes, my website is trickculture.com, same as the book, trickculture.com. And
right.
the Facebook is Trick Culture Discussion.
All right, great. Facebook is Trick Culture Discussion. All right. Well, thank you so very much for joining us tonight. We appreciate you, Miss Queenie.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks. Guys, we had a great show tonight. Our topic was Empowered to Empower. And Ms. Queenie is the innovative leader, motivator, compassionate teacher, and author. And the title of her book is The Trick Culture. And she's talking about how this culture that was actually created way before our children now, you know, with the music and the different things that are so negative, you know, it's time to give them some positive to stop just falling into this trap and moving forward and moving forth with positive stuff, you know. You got to be careful what you're putting into your eyes and your ear gates, because you're going to produce what you are feeding yourself. So if you feed yourself trash, you're going to produce it unless you get some good stuff in there. So you're guaranteed, if you're eating right, to produce, you know, the body that you desire or whatever. So same thing with your emotions and your physical body, your spiritual body. You know, you got to feed yourself what you want to produce. So make sure that you're nourishing your spirit, you're nourishing your mind. Not just taking on negative stuff, not just taking on stuff that is just, you know, negative and improper and impure. Bring some things that have substance to it. We got to expose our children to different things outside of our cultures. Like we talked about, you know, taking your children to five-star restaurant, four-star hotel, five-star hotel, whatever. Take them on trips. Take them on the first airplane ride. On cruises, something, exposing them to something beyond the norm, so they'll have things to look forward to. Being able to see people outside of our culture and have something to say, you know what, I want to be an engineer because I met a man that really touched my heart. I love that, but I saw someone that I could relate to, those type things. Remember that as children, we dreamed and we loved to dream. Well, guess what? We need to continue to help them dream, because a lot of times we're noticing that our kids don't have imagination like we used to. And then you as the adult, it's time for you to dream again. It's time for you to walk the life out that God has called for you to live. It's time to make this life that God has given you the reality that He wants you to have, and stop just existing and start living. Guys, I am Aaliyah Butler. It's on Fire to Inspire. You can order my books on Amazon. They're on Amazon. They're on Kindle. Our book is available on audio CD as well. On Fire to Inspire @gmail.com. You can send me an email. If you guys are interested in being a sponsor on the show, email me on firetoinspire@gmail.com. If this show has been a blessing to you, we have PayPal, and you can actually send us a seed offering if you want to. Now, we got some great, great things coming up for you throughout the rest of this month. Next month, it looks like we're going to be having a celebration, so we'll be talking more about that once the venue is booked, but we'll definitely be telling you about an On Fire to Inspire celebration that's coming up. We have T-shirts available already that people, if you haven't gotten your On Fire to Inspire T-shirt, I am On Fire to Inspire, ladies. The bling T-shirts are available still. We have a couple of On Fire to Inspire T-shirts available through that one, and we have a new one that's getting ready to be done really soon. That one is going to be, I think I'm going to launch that one as a birthday celebration. Now, my birthday is a week from today, so I think I'm going to go ahead and start taking pre-orders. And that one is, I'm telling you, it's going to bless you because it has a scripture with it to help remind you. So probably you'll start seeing that real soon. Guys, if you aren't following me on Facebook, go ahead and look me up, Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. And it's spelled A-L-E-I-G-H-A. I'm constantly posting things to empower you, to uplift you, to push you into your purpose. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, the purpose midwife. I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. And we're here each and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for listening to us. Make sure you download the free app of my sister station, Christian World Radio Network. It's a free 24-hour gospel station. You can get empowered through music, empowered through word, through empowered. Because, again, you got to feed yourself. Your spirit man needs to be fed just like you feed your physical body. Christian World Radio Network, you can listen to us. They're live just like you're listening to us live any other way. And also through Semi World Radio Network. So make sure you go and download that free app, because I'm telling you, you'll be blessed throughout the week and not just on Tuesday nights with me at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guys, I love you. I will talk to you next week. And again, my birthday is a week from today, so we're going to be having some birthday celebrations. And if you're on Facebook, Instagram, follow me so that you can see some of the announcements that I got coming up. We're going to be celebrating because God is good and worthy to be praised. Guys, I love you. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great one.